Was temporarily halted Monday due to steep losses. U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries over the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
State oil giant Aramco has seen its shares drop by 10% as Saudi Arabia's stock market at opening halted trading. The dive came as global oil prices suffered their worst losses since the start of the 1991 Gulf War, with the benchmark U.S. crude price falling as much as 30%, deepening a rout that began when Saudi Arabia, Russia, and other major producers failed to agree on how much to cut output to prop up prices. The row has jolted the markets, already on edge about the surging costs of a virus outbreak. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Italian government says the lockdown of the country's northern region until April 3rd is to save its economy from coronavirus. Italy is one of the most affected countries outside of China, including South Korea, Iran, and France. The number of new coronavirus cases globally stands at nearly 110,000, with just over 3,800 deaths across 99 countries and territories. The U.S. death toll from the new coronavirus is at least 21. Officials in the state of California are trying to reassure the public none of the approximately 1,000 passengers from a cruise ship docking there, some infected with the virus, will be released into the public before undergoing quarantine. The sickest passengers will head immediately to the hospital. American citizens not infected will be quarantined at various bases around the country, while foreign passengers will be sent home on chartered flights. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two members of Congress are isolating themselves after having contact with a man who tested positive for coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'll stay at his Texas home the next few days. Congressman Paul Gosar has closed his office this week and says three members of his senior staff are also isolating. Both lawmakers determined they were in contact with the man at the Conservative Political Action Conference in suburban Washington nearly 2 weeks ago. Several top lawmakers were scheduled to be at the conference where both President Trump and Vice President Pence spoke. Officials here say there's no indication either met or were in close proximity to the infected man. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The European Union's borders are not open to an influx of migrants into Turkey, according to the Commission president.
They are not open. They were not open, and they are not open. And therefore, we have to start to talk between the conflicting parties, to find a solution that this, what we saw over the last weekend, will not happen again.
Turkey's president has said Ankara can no longer abide by the 2016 law that prevents migrants in Turkey from traveling into the European Union. According to the 2016 deal, the EU was supposed to provide Turkey with some $6.8 billion to finance housing and education of migrants, but Ankara says it has not received the money. Sudanese post-uprising Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok met with his cabinet after a bomb and gun attack targeted his convoy on the way to work to the capital of Khartoum. The convoy was hit by an explosion and gunshots. Neither the prime minister nor his team was harmed during the attack, except for one member who has a minor shoulder injury from falling from a motorcycle. North Korea fired three-shot short-range rockets Monday, Pyongyang's second weapons test in a week, even as it fights off a potentially disastrous coronavirus outbreak. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range projectiles from South Hamgyong province. In a statement, South Korea's presidential office said the tests do not help peace efforts on the Korean peninsula. And Scotland's former First Minister Alex Salmond arrived in court Monday for the start of his trial for a string of alleged sexual offenses, including an attempted rape at his official residence in 2014. A 15-member jury and a judge will hear the case. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.